panel A18. So one of the pieces on here is titled Identity Crisis as an American. And it resonated with me, because I struggle and have an identity crisis as an American because I don't subscribe to the ideals of the forefathers of this country. Yet, by virtue, I am still deemed to be an American. And this has implications when I travel internationally, where people acknowledge me as being an American, but I don't consider myself to embrace the ideals of the American culture. And the fact that I actually look at the American flag and am traumatized because all the institutions in which I've been placed in, and the large majority of the officers who have either, you know, intentionally caused me harm and suffering, had that flag on them. They had the flag on their, on the right, upper right-hand corner of their uniform, and pins and medallions and all this stuff with this flag. And knowing that my ancestors came to these shores in chains and cuffs the same way that I was shipped around New York State prisons really makes me think about leaving this place for good. However, I do know that there is a new America that actually exists, which is not highlighted by mainstream media. And at the current moment, we have an opportunity to make America, or rather the United States, more contemporary, to acknowledge the true culture and identity that America represents today. And this is very important because when I think about my travels abroad, every time I came back, I had to go into customs, and it literally is as a result of me having a criminal record, which is very troublesome because regardless of the fact, I am an American citizen. So why am I subjected to being placed with other peoples whose citizenship is questionable? So it just makes me think about the ways in which I am disenfranchised, and I just hope that in the future of this nation, that people will not be vilified for their past mistakes. Because what's so frustrating to me is that I am constantly told that you must forget, well, in prison, you're constantly told that you should forget the past. However, it's always thrown in your face. When you go to the parole, you always have these reminders of prison, but yet, you know, they're telling you to move on. So, yeah.